From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, thank you, Lonnie Perkins, and thank you, friends, for the second time in the primary cycle here in the tri-state area. Tonight, we feature a primary debate battle between the three main contenders for the GOP nomination for, this time, the office of governor in the state of New York. The last time we were on the road in Bergen County, New Jersey, talking about Congressional District 5. Tonight, a statewide race in which a Republican might actually have a chance. If you're looking at the polling data and the kind of the mess that the state of New York is in, will Republicans have a breakthrough year this year? That is what the vote is going to determine. And coming up June 28th, just next Tuesday, that will be the primary battle between Rob Astorino, Andrew Giuliani, and Congressman Lee Zeldin, all participating in tonight's forum. Now, along with me, as per usual on Legal Nights, is Imran Ansari. And Imran, it would be a big enough news night for us to just be hosting these three newsmakers who are crisscrossing the state, even to this very minute, trying to shake every last voter's hand, trying to get their message out to every last voter. But today, we had a literal bombshell come from the Supreme Court. We've talked about it for weeks. There are a couple of huge cases that were expected to be handed down. I put this one in the top two of what could be handed down, and not very far from being number one. I think that the Roe v. Wade Dobbs-related case is going to probably be the most newsworthy. But I think in terms of far-reaching effect, preparing and protecting the Second Amendment in more states across the country rates up there pretty high. Imran, you've been a prosecutor and a civil rights and a criminal rights defender. Your take on what the Supreme Court did today and how you're interpreting Clarence Thomas's opinion.
Yeah, no, Kevin. I mean, you hit the nail on the head when you said this was one of the big bombshell decisions that we've been waiting for in this session of the Supreme Court. Of course, the other one being the decision that may overturn Roe v. Wade. But this was one of them. And we have this 6-3 majority opinion coming down. Clarence Thomas writing, because the state of New York issues public carry licenses only when an applicant demonstrates a special need for self-defense, we conclude the state's licensing regime violates the Constitution. So this one hits home pretty heavily because this was a New York law, Kevin. What's this mean to the state of New York, to the country as a large? Well, I think we're going to be seeing a slew of challenges to laws that restrict the ability of a lawful gun owner to use that firearm in a certain way. When I say that, I mean, you know, concealed
by
carry, et cetera.
Yes.
I think you can see a lot of challenges to those restrictions in states that have them. And it will change the framework of the way gun laws are really legislated, passed, and implemented in across the country. It's a decision that gives a lot of credence to the Second Amendment, and those who are supportive of the Second Amendment will surely be happy with this decision from this majority court.
It was interesting, I thought, in Thomas's opinion, and again, I'm not the attorney here, Imran is, but I thought it was very interesting that in his opinion, he compared the right of the Second Amendment as being similar to the rights of the First Amendment. In that he said that you don't have to prove a special need to have your First Amendment speech rights or your First Amendment religious rights or your First Amendment rights to gather with people that you wish to gather with, that these are rights that are assumed, and only when you prove yourself untrustworthy of those rights do they get taken away from you. His argument was we shouldn't treat the Second Amendment any differently, that the burden shouldn't be on the law keepers, but actually on the law enforcement and lawbreakers to make sure that the right is dealt with in a tangible way. And, you know, when you hear it argued from that kind of standpoint, it made a lot of sense to me. Am I wrong?
Right. And Kevin, I mean, that's why this opinion is so significant, because the First Amendment is such a sacred part of our Constitution, part of our rights that we hold so dear are embodied in the First Amendment. To now take the Second Amendment and make that comparison and analogy, it speaks volumes. It's saying that this court is saying that the Second Amendment and the rights that are given pursuant to the Second Amendment are just as important, if not equal, or more so, or on the same level as the First Amendment, upon which the rights that are given in the First Amendment we all hold so dear as Americans.
Yeah. Well, that was the big news story, and you can bet your bottom dollar that there will be more discussion of that going forward as we continue. Even now, I think the legislature is being called back by the governor to try to figure out what this means as the action is reverted back to the lower court, and what the legislature is going to have to do now to fix New York State's laws as regards this. Okay, having said that, tonight is our gubernatorial forum for Decision 22. The GOP primary is on Tuesday. Lee Zeldin, Andrew Giuliani, and Rob Astorino have all agreed to participate with us. And coming up after the final forum's participant, we're going to open up a straw poll. This straw poll will be open for up to 2 hours after we are off the air. So it'll open up at about 5 minutes till 8 and will stay open till 10 p.m. Eastern, at which point you will be able to vote in the straw poll, and we will cut off the balloting at 10 p.m. We will count and try to have an announcement for you, at least on social media, by midnight tonight. And maybe you can even listen to Piscopo in the morning for results. If we're not able to make that work out, we will be broadcasting them, of course, on my radio properties tomorrow and on my social media. And I think Imran may even publish them on his as well, just to let people know what happened. But having said that, what you're going to hear from next is Imran and I in a kind of tag team moderating questioner basis question the three candidates, Rob Astorino, former Westchester executive, Westchester County executive, Andrew Giuliani, the son of the famous New York mayor, and of course, a former member of the Trump administration. He served the President Trump in the White House as an advisor, and also Congressman Lee Zeldin, the proud congressman who has served his country both in uniform and in Congress for many years. He representing Congressional District 1, and as of note, has won the endorsement of all the county chairs of the Republican Party and the Conservative Party endorsement as well. But nonetheless, Giuliani and Astorino secured enough signatures to force this primary. So the winner of the Tuesday election is the one that will go on to face Hochul and the Democrats in November. And we will get that underway when we come back. Please stay by your radio. In fact, call a couple of friends and say, hey, the forum's on. Listen in and then cast your vote towards the end of the broadcast when we open up the official straw poll. Having said that, make way next. Rob Astorino, going in alphabetical order, will join us first.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you, you're going to get a straight answer to a real-life question from the one and only Mike Connors. And Mike, this week's question comes from Bobby from Queens. Bobby writes, I am a widow, and I want to leave everything to my only son. He's in a rocky marriage, and I want to make sure his wife gets nothing from me. How can I make sure of this? Thanks, Bobby from Queens. Mike Connors.
All right. Well, the problem's not that great. We put the assets in a trust, and it goes from the child to the grandchildren. A lot of different what-ifs. Who's going to be the trustee if something happens to the son? It's a solvable problem. It's just what options are available, and we talk it over, and we should be able to come up with a good plan.
You know, sadly, these types of situations do occur in which you don't necessarily want someone getting something. But let me ask you, Mike, generally speaking, is it ideal to have even some minor conflicts work through so that ultimately, you know, a situation can be resolved with less acrimony than this particular situation, per se?
Yeah, in this case, maybe name somebody else to be the trustee, and the son can say, hey, I don't have any control of it. My cousin has control, or my brother, or whatever. You know, this is an only child case, though. But there are a lot of different ways to go, and but there is a solution. We put it in trust, so it doesn't go straight to the estate of the son, that it goes to the grandchildren.
And friends, if you want to, maybe you have a similar situation. And again, you know, each one of these has a lot of nuance to them. And that's what makes Connors and Sullivan so great. They understand exactly how to construct it for you. 718-238-6500. Call them today, 718-238-6500. And send your questions to AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. And then be listening as he answers on his own show, 8 a.m. Saturday mornings on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. And Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970. The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year will not last, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slippers. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. Remember, for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Order now. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code AM970.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher sees things stacking up.
Remember what they said when the new election law went into place in Georgia? It suppresses the vote. That's what Biden and the Democrats kept screaming. Well, apparently not. It is falling apart, and they are headed for a massive reckoning.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970. The Answer. From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
So very glad to have you with us. It is our big gubernatorial forum. We wanted to do a full-blown debate with, the special location and have an audience come by. We ran out of time, to be candid. And then the primary schedule got so mixed up in terms of who was having which primary win. And Imran Wary talked about this in the monologue, but my goodness, they couldn't have made it more difficult this year. But having said that, we've got the three gentlemen that I think are the bona fide contenders for the Republican primary. And former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino is up first. Rob, we flipped a coin as to whether or not we would go in alphabetical order tonight, and nothing gets earlier in the alphabet than the letter A. So congratulations on winning the top spot. Let Imran ask you the first question, because it has to do with the top news story of the day. Imran, go ahead.
Yeah, so Rob, you know, everyone is talking about it. The big headline of the day is coming through from SCOTUS, obviously invalidating the New York gun control law, to put it in simple terms. Rob Astorino, what's your take on the SCOTUS ruling and how it's going to affect our state?
I supported the lawsuit. I am not surprised by the decision, 6-3, and it sets New York straight for what they should have been doing all along. They completely disregarded the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment here has always been under attack, and it's been one of those amendments that liberals that have controlled state government hate, and so they make it extraordinarily hard for the honest average citizen to have his or her right. And, you know, Kathy Hochul is such a flip-flopping hypocrite, because she voted in favor of concealed carry when she was in Congress, and all of a sudden now she's aghast, and, you know, she's her hair on fire. She's so upset. Look, career criminals, by their own definition, never, never pay attention to the law. They hate it. It doesn't matter what the law is. They're going to get their hands on illegal guns. And law-abiding citizens, You know, yesterday, I'm a concealed carry permit holder. Yesterday, if I walked into the Bronx from Westchester, I could be a felon. Today, I have my rights back, where I would need it the most, by the way, in New York City, where violent crime is running amok. So, you know, New York citizens got their rights back. They should have had them a long time ago. The burden is not on the government to say you can. The burden is on the government to say you should not. Otherwise, it is an individual right.
No, that sort of pivots to my next question. You know, we're talking about crime, right? Crime in New York, which is definitely something that we are all dealing with, especially here in New York City. And it leads me to the next question that I have to you, Rob, is the bail reform law. What is your take on the bail reform law? And if you are elected, Rob, what would you do to implement change to the reform itself?
Yeah, I think the original intent was noble. You know, we don't want somebody, first offender, nonviolent, to rot in jail or to have his or her life ruined and never be able to get a job and their family fall apart. But that's not what this is about. This is about letting criminals go free. It is completely absurd where we are in New York State right now. Judges can't even use their discretion on dangerousness. And you've got criminals, career criminals, that are just complete repeat offenders. So this bail reform needs to be completely thrown out. And we need to get back to being tough on crime. What we did in the 90s and make this safe again for people, like broken windows policy, stop, question, and frisk, which is constitutional under the 1968 Terry versus Ohio decision. All these tools have been taken away from cops. But they need to be posted on the subways in uniform. They need to be undercover in our most violent areas. And what we can't be doing anymore is having these prosecutors pick and choose what they want to prosecute. Alvin Bragg, for instance, should be fired. I mean, his stated policy on paper is not going for crimes that he doesn't agree with. Mm-hmm. And this is what has led to people feeling they're not even safe. They can't afford things in New York, which is why they're fleeing New York. So cops have to be helped, and criminals need to be put in jail. Let's get back to what is normal in this state again.
Well, and I think that that's a refreshing perspective to try to put stuff back to normal. We're speaking with Rob Astorino. It is our special Radio Night Live gubernatorial forum. And Rob, real quick question, final one for you. The governor plays a distinct role in the state of New York in terms of how it interacts with the mayor of New York City. As a Republican, if you were to win, what's on just 20 seconds, what could you do to help Mayor Adams with the crime issue in New York?
Well, I will work with the mayor because we have to clean up the city so people start spending money and going to work and feel safe. And he's got to get tough. You know, the onus is on him, but I will be there to sit him. But things like stop, question, and frisk, the state should enjoin with the city to get this removed out of the courts and back into the toolbox of police officers. And the governor will set the example. We could also obviously help with some funding. You know, the city is controlled of their own NYPD. I think they should hire police officers. We're at a low. We're 6,000 less than since 2001 when we were attacked. So I will definitely be an ally of the mayor in his quest to make the city safe again.
All right. Rob Astorino, if people want to help your campaign, where do they go?
Follow me at Rob Astorino on any social media or robastorino.com.
All right. Rob, thanks for participating tonight. The straw poll will open at about 50 past the hour, so we look forward to reporting those results. We appreciate you participating tonight. Thanks for being here.
All right, folks, stuff the ballot box for Astorino. Talk to you later, guys.
All right, thanks, Rob. Coming up next, in alphabetical order, Andrew Giuliani joins us, and we will ask him very similar questions on the biggest issues of the day. It's the Radio Night Live Decision 22 Gubernatorial Forum for the GOP primary. Stay with us. Imran Ansari, Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, right now, it's the perfect time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. We've got changing weather, cold one day, warm the next. You know, that's a recipe for bronchitis, for nasal infections, for sinus infections, etc.
But this is why you should be on Balance of Nature, because they're not like ordinary vitamins made with synthetics. No, they are natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients that will help you fight off those nasty colds. Each capsule has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables, and now you can give the gift of health through an annual subscription of Balance of Nature to your friends or family. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies when you call now. Good health is only a phone call away for those you love. So call Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Attention homeowners. If you have a mortgage with Bank of America, Chase, Citibank, or any other major servicer, then you must pay attention. Regulators have reached a multi-million dollar settlement over foreclosure abuse claims. Your mortgage may be satisfied already. If not, you may be eligible for a principal reduction or a rate reduction as low as 2%. Call 1-800-731-6469. If you've been denied for a loan modification, harassed by your bank, stuck in document and voicemail hell, stop the madness and stay in your home. Barney Giannone, attorney at law, can help. Call 1-800-731-6469. Are you facing foreclosure? Received a summons or complaint behind on your mortgage? Call Barney Giannone. Foreclosure defense, mortgage modifications, and we will appear in court to defend your rights. Get help now and get protected.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, glad you're with us. Welcome back to our Decision 22 Radio Night Live gubernatorial forum night. Imran Ansari, my co-host on Legal Night, and we are asking the same questions, more or less, of all three of the GOP primary candidates. And Andrew Giuliani, by alphabetical order, is the next in line. And Andrew, I just spoke with you last week on my other show. Thank you for being back with us tonight. Imran, you've got the question from the top story of the day, so why don't you lead off?
Yeah, so Andrew, first of all, thanks for being with us. Big news out of D.C. from SCOTUS with the law, the lawsuit percolating up from New York, and SCOTUS invalidating the gun control law in New York. I want to get your take on that ruling and how it's going to affect New York and how you would see it if you were elected governor.
Yeah, well, I've been pretty clear on this that I'm a Second Amendment supporter, so I'm obviously happy today with this ruling. I would look at it very simply, though, right? We need to continue to make sure we're fully funding our police, that we're going after ideas like bail reform, which has been a complete disaster in New York. And we're giving our police the resources. That way they can take the illegal weapons off the street, not going after legal gun owners' rights to own. And I think that's the difference in all this. Unfortunately, what we've heard on the left is this idea that we need to continue to attack our Second Amendment is the only way to solve this. I actually would look at it the opposite way. I think we need to make sure we're fully funding our police and giving them the resources to make sure they're getting illegal weapons out of the hands of those who are committing crimes.
I think people look at you and they know your last name and they know your dad was tough on crime. And I think that being Second Amendment, it doesn't surprise a lot of people. So let me shift gears just a little bit. Yeah. New York State has some significant financial issues, economic issues, funding issues, priorities. What is a Giuliani budget and administration looking at in terms of how to reform state spending and allocation so that you get New York State into a healthy economic range?
Great question, Kevin. And I would say it this way. We're looking at 10 to 15% cuts across the board, without any discrimination across the board, with one exception, our police. The only place where I would increase funding in our budget is creating a $5 billion pot for our law enforcement. So that way local, county, city governments that have had resources taken away can actually tap right into the state budget on this. But I would look at one of the things that I worked on in the White House specifically, Kevin, which was President Trump's regulatory agenda, where he said for every regulation he'd signed into law, he would cut two. That number was over 8-1 by the time he walked out of the White House. And that's why we saw unemployment at such a low rate that we ended up seeing it in early 2020, some of the lowest since before man walked on the moon. If we truly are going to reignite the economic flame, that is New York.
I want to talk to you about working with the New York City mayor. If you were elected governor, what would you do to sort of reach out to the New York City mayor, to Eric Adams, who has vocalized that he wishes to clean up this city, wishes to fight crime? How would you see yourself working with Eric Adams to make that happen?
Well, I think he's actually looking for a Republican governor, to be perfectly honest, and I'll tell you why, right? It's obvious that he has political ambitions, higher office ambitions in all this. And he's also talked about wanting to actually clean up New York. Now, so far from Adams, there's been a whole lot of talk and no action whatsoever. I think he's trying to balance out in his head how he ends up dealing with a potential Democratic primary for higher office and how he ends up appealing to the radicals while actually still being able to accomplish cleaning up crime in New York. He needs somebody he could point to up in Albany and say, you know what? This is the guy who did all those bad things, who reconstituted stop, question, and frisk in New York, who brought broken windows policing, so that way he could be accepted into the Democratic primary, electorate, unlike, and this is, I think, a really good example, the way Bloomberg was in 2020. You got to remember, in my estimation, Bloomberg's greatest accomplishment was continuing the major reduction in crime that we saw in the late 90s and early 2000s. And he was eviscerated for it in a Democratic primary. He needs to make sure he can have, let's say, a boogeyman in Albany that will actually lay the hammer down and actually get crime under control.
Education. There's a lot of concern from a lot of parents nationwide about the leftist bent in the classrooms. As governor, what impact can you have on the education that the kids receive in New York State? And to what degree are you willing to make this an important priority to let families know that their kids are safe in New York public schools?
First off, from a higher education standpoint and looking directly at the budget, NYU, Columbia, and our private organizations, our private universities in the state of New York have property and income tax exemptions. I would make sure that we make sure that Columbia, the NYUs, and these multi-billion dollar institutions that end up having these massive endowments actually have to pay their income and property taxes here in the state of New York. That's putting such a burden on taxpayers. So that's higher ed. Now in K through 12, I would look at increasing the charter school cap. I've pledged that by the end of my first term, I would get that cap raised from 460 statewide to over 1,000. And also looking at a piece of legislation that Ron DeSantis signed into law in Florida called the Parental Rights in Education Act. We need to make sure we're putting our parents first. That means giving more choice to parents. That means a tax credit system. So that way kids who went to Catholic school like me, or if you're Jewish, want to go to yeshiva school or private school or homeschooling, have the tax credit dollars in their hands. That will bring a free market attitude to education and give parents and their kids choice, not just give a whole ton of money in our budget and hand it right on over to the teachers union. But specifically with the curriculum, I'd look directly at the Parental Rights in Education Act in Florida. I'd pretty much duplicate it in New York. And if we couldn't get it through the legislature, I'd look to pass it through executive fiat.
All right. Andrew Giuliani, if people want to be part of your campaign, where do they go?
Go to saveny.org. And we're asking everybody to come on out and vote for Andrew Giuliani on June 28th, just this Tuesday, coming right up, Kevin.
Thank you for being a participant in our forum tonight. And again, the straw poll will open at about 54 after the hour. So be listening, because I'm going to tell you how to participate in the straw poll at that time. Andrew, best wishes. We will be talking to you down the road. Coming up next, our final participant for the night, Congressman Lee Zeldin from New York's 1st Congressional District. Final forum participant, and then we will open the straw poll. It's Legal Night, and it's our Decision 22 GOP primary gubernatorial forum here on Radio Night Live.
There's nothing like hearing the songs you love on local radio with no subscriptions and no monthly fees. But there's a new bill in Congress that could stop the music. If passed, this bill would tax your local radio station simply to play the music you love. Text LOCAL to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio stations. Help us keep you connected to the music, local news, weather, and traffic that you need each day. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Real estate is hot. condos, co-ops, single and multifamily homes, as well as business properties. And there's never been a better time to know what forces are driving the real estate market. Knowledge is power. AM 970 The Answer is proud to present Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman, your premier source for real estate information. From the heart of New York City and the tri-state area to the most active real estate hotspots across America, keeping you plugged in to the latest real estate market trends, from mortgage news and legal developments to everything you need to know about buying or selling a property. Benefited by the advice of the experts and guided by its host, one of the most knowledgeable voices in the industry, Douglas Elliman's vice chair, the world famous Dottie Herman. If you're thinking about buying or selling a property or both, tune in to Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman, sponsored by Citizens Bank on AM 970 The Answer.
Spring means new beginnings and growth. So let's get your business's seeds planted with Salem Surround. Let us help your website bring you the leads your business needs to thrive. Let's make sure people find you faster and easier on the web. Our amazing team of media strategists are here to serve you with boots on the ground and real-world expertise. We live right here and know the communities you're trying to reach. We're media strategists, and we're very, very good at what we do. So let's grow together.
Visit Salem Surround New York.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager is not a fan.
You know, I've never called a president a bad name in my 40 years of broadcasting. We have a thug for a president. He's always been a thug. He's the most corrupt president in American history. He's the most dishonest. There has never been a president who so divided his people as Joe Biden.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
New Jersey is currently participating in a governor's challenge, asking state military and civilian teams to embark on a process of collaborating, planning, and implementing suicide prevention best practices for service members, veterans, and their families statewide. Effective suicide prevention takes a combination of efforts to achieve far-reaching statewide changes and improvements. Stay tuned for future announcements on three priority areas that the New Jersey team is working on, and learn more about what you can do to help prevent suicide among service members, veterans, and their families. If you or someone you know is in emotional distress and/or thinking about suicide, please call the confidential National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. This message is sponsored by the New Jersey Department of Human Services, Division of Mental Health and Addiction Services, the New Jersey Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's our New York gubernatorial GOP primary forum for 2022, maybe one of the last times you'll hear from all three of these candidates asking for your vote, and we are very thankful that they all took time to engage your mind and to be here tonight. Kevin McCullough, my name, Imran Ansari, my guest, and Congressman Lee Zeldin, proudly the congressional representative of CD1, the first congressional district. Lee, it's always a pleasure to have you on the microphone. Imran, you want to start with the top story of the day and your first question.
For Congressman, big news coming out of Washington, D.C. today with the Supreme Court ruling striking down the New York gun law, which was overly restrictive, in their words, and unconstitutional. I want to get your take on that ruling and how you see it affecting life and day-to-day in New York, especially for those who are gun owners.
I think it's great what the Supreme Court ruled today. I actually was one of the signers of the amicus brief. I'm endorsed by the president of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Tom King. We've been working together on this effort with this case and far more than that for a long time. So I think it's a good thing that the Supreme Court is going to rule appropriately. They decisively declared properly on behalf of law-abiding New Yorkers that this Second Amendment right that shall not be infringed was in fact infringed when New York enacted this law that said that you'd have to prove to the government your worth in order to be able to get a permit. But this was one area that clearly they had infringed upon. There are changes that need to be made with regards to New York's red flag laws. There should be consequences when you are complaining about else to take it, you know, trying to take advantage of the system to get their firearms taken away. There's a lot that needs to get improved in order to ensure that individuals who are law-abiding, who want to safely and securely carry, are able to do so without government getting in the way.
All right, Congressman Lee Zeldin, shifting gears, and Imran may come back to crime, I have a feeling, in his next question, but let me shift gears to fiscal policy. What does a Zeldin gubernatorial administration do to get statewide spending under control, to get the issues that have run amok with one-party rule back under some sort of reign and schedule to help the economy of New York State?
Well, we have to cut spending. We have to cut taxes across the board. That includes the estate tax. We also have to take advantage of opportunity that exists right now in the state where we could create jobs. For example, reversing the state's ban on the safe extraction of natural gas, important for the Southern Tier and some other counties in New York. We could create jobs. We could revitalize communities. I believe that we have the ability to enact the largest tax cut in the history of the state. And part of that plan includes all of the benefit that would come from reversing the state's ban. We also should be approving new pipeline applications that right now are in Albany collecting dust. These geniuses in Albany for their next act want to ban all gas hookups on new construction statewide. So we're really at a crossroads here. There are many opportunities on all of these fronts, and from multi-billion dollars spent on excluded workers fund to billions that could be saved inside of Medicaid. We have all the specific ways to be able to not just drive down spending. It's all part of our plan also to enact the largest tax cut in the history of the state.
So, Congressman, you're an attorney. You know the insides of a courtroom yourself. And one big issue that has affected not only the way the justice system has worked here in New York State, but crime itself is the bail reform law. I would like to know what your take is on that. And if you were elected governor, what would you do in terms of the bail reform law that many believe has led to the increase in crime in the state and especially here in New York City?
Judges should have discretion to weigh dangerousness, flight risk, past criminal record, seriousness of the offense on far more offenses. We need to get rid of less is more. We've seen people get released early from prison who belong behind bars. We need to get rid of the HALT Act as a result of it. With the changes to solitary confinement, we're seeing our correctional officers getting assaulted. On day one, the first thing that I will do after I get sworn in is I'm going to fire Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. It'll be the first thing that I do. We need to overhaul the parole board, change the vote from a majority vote to a unanimous vote right now. So there's a lot there. Part of my Secure Our Streets plan for New York, it's on my website, zeldinfornewyork.com/secureourstreets.
Congressman, last question. Many parents concerned about the explosion of things like gender identity studies, CRT, and the general malaise in the New York public school systems, underperforming year after year in terms of what kids are actually getting out of it. What does a Zeldin administration bring to the education of future New York children?
First off, I believe in the parents' fundamental right to control the upbringing of their child. Inside of schools, we shouldn't have any divisive curriculums that pit one student against another student. Shouldn't exist in any classroom anywhere in the state. We shouldn't have sex education inside of classrooms that isn't age appropriate. This is a very different reality in 2022 than when I was going through high school and I had an 11th grade health class. So there are a lot of initiatives there in getting more parents involved, placing students first, lifting the cap on charter schools, having more experience getting your hands on equipment, making diplomas worth more for kids who might not be going off to college afterwards. There's a good paying job waiting for them. There's a lot more that we could be doing to improve education in New York.
Congressman Lee Zeldin, thank you for participating in tonight's forum. One more time, if people want to help your campaign, the website?
ZeldinForNewYork.com, ZELDINFOR. It's all one word. ZeldinForNewYork.com. If you're a Republican, get out and vote Tuesday, June 28th. In person, early voting is underway until Sunday. I'd be grateful to be able to carry that banner and beat Kathy Hochul in November.
All right. Congressman Zeldin, thank you for being here. We appreciate your participation. When we come back, some final thoughts from Imran and I and opening of the straw poll. Don't go away.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number zero, which is my PSA, zero, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/HR for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/HR.
Hey, I just spoke to my buddy Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota, and he told me that anyone looking to beat these ridiculous gas prices should get over to see them at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. That's because they've got one of the area's largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles, including the most fuel-efficient vehicles, like the 39-mile-per-gallon Toyota Camry, the 41 mile per gallon RAV4 hybrid, or the one that started it all, Toyota Prius, which gets a combined 56 miles per gallon. No need to remortgage your house just to fill up the tank. Call Route 22 Toyota at 973-705-8905. Let them show you which fuel efficient Toyota is right for you. Plus, they're making it easier than ever to get out of your gas guzzler by offering 125% of book value on your trade. That's right, any make, any model. 973-705-8905. Schedule an appointment at Route 22 Toyota. They'll give you 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. And remember, tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ding, 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 ding. The straw poll is open. Go and get ready to vote right now. Here's how you do it. The straw poll for tonight's gubernatorial debate is as follows. Send an email, and it must come from a distinct email address. In the line, put NYGov, NY Governor. So this is the governor's debate forum. Just put NYGOV. In the subject line, in the body of the email, put Astorino, Zeldin, Giuliani. Whoever else you want to write in, you can write in whoever you want to. But those were the three that participated tonight. And then send that email to the following, kmcradio@gmail.com. People are standing by right now, ready to tabulate votes. Only one vote from a particular email address will be accepted. So go right now, kmcradio@gmail.com. kmcradio@gmail.com. And if you missed any of the debate and you want to re-listen to it, you can go to the podcast page at am970theanswer.com, because we've already posted the podcast, so you can re-listen to the candidates if you want to. Polls will stay open until 10 p.m. At 10 p.m. we will be cutting off the ability for you to cast any further votes, And we will announce the results as soon as we have them. We hope to have them before midnight tonight compiled. We do anticipate a lot of people participating in this, so it may take us a bit of time to work through all those. We had more than 3,000 people vote in the Congressional District 5 straw poll. So real quickly, kmcradio@gmail.com. kmcradio@gmail.com. In the subject line, put NYGov for the governor's race, and then put the name of the candidate that you believe won tonight's forum, has your support, and you will be casting a vote for on Tuesday, June 28th, just around the corner next Tuesday. Put the name of the candidate in there. Now, kmcradio@gmail.com. Now, Imran, I took half of the time from your Esquire etiquette. So do you have an abbreviated etiquette for us tonight on Legal Night?
Yeah, very abbreviated etiquette. It's just to let you all know that you have the right in this wonderful country to vote, and you have to exercise that right in order to really fulfill and have enjoy that very sacred right that a lot of people across the world and other countries don't have. You also, this is my quick etiquette, let's just say you want to vote, but you don't, you feel you can't take time off of work. Well, New York election law, section 3-110, you can have up to 2 hours of paid time off in order to vote. So if your employer gives you some grief about leaving to vote, well, that may be unlawful. So get out there and vote. There is no excuse. God bless America.
There you go. I think Imran would make a good office holder at some point in time. What do you think, friends? All right, Imran, thank you. And good questions tonight. You did well on your first debate performance. I was proud of you, buddy. Here we go, friends. One last time, kmcradio@gmail.com. The straw poll is open. The votes may be cast now. Put the New York Gov in the subject line of the email, and then in the body of the email itself, you don't have to write us a missive. Just put the name of the candidate, just the last name of the candidate if you want to, or the first names. I think I can figure out the difference between Andy, Lee, and Rob. But if you put the name of the candidate in the body, put New York Gov on the subject line and send it to kmcradio@gmail.com. You will be entered into tonight's straw poll. One vote per email address sent. All right. Whew, that's it. We're done. We'll report the results later. Thanks for being here. Imran, thank you for your help. Nick, thank you in the control room. Have a great night. Talk to you soon.